could see getting back, defending in moments.
Okay, guys, we're going to start with questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom if there's any questions there. So, Charlie, I'm sure you want to pick this one.
Sure. James, you've spoken a lot recently, including on Wednesday, about wanting ruthlessness from your attackers. I feel like you probably saw more of that today.
Yeah, I think, well, actually, going into the match, the most important thing for us was to be really disciplined without the ball, to be compact, to defend well, to be on the front foot and be aggressive. And I think when we do that, our focus is right and our mentality is right. And yeah, we've been waiting for to reward ourselves a little bit going forward and creating those chances. And a lot of those chances came from that focus. And we were clinical early, which is something that we've been waiting for a little bit. But I mean, the full credit to the boys, to the group, and the players that took their goals, the way we attacked and the chances we created, it didn't stop throughout the game. So it's a big performance for us. It's something we can build for sure.
Considering what happened.
Recording in progress.
Considering what happened in Ottawa, how rewarding and how much are you happy to see your guys continue to press and really put the foot down after you?
Yeah, I think we felt good in the Ottawa in the first 30-35 minutes. We only rewarded ourselves with a goal, but I think the biggest difference was a little bit more urgency to get forward, to try to create 1v1s, to combine to get into the final third, to cross if we can, to take those chances that cut back, and we did that on the first two goals and took them really well. So I think it's a little bit mentality shift and how we attack the final third, and right when we need it.
James, you had a bit of an up and down season, but recently you guys have kind of flipped a switch, getting back to your form at the start of the year. What has enabled you to do that in recent weeks?
I think staying steady, staying calm, not getting too low, because we know where we were, and we know we went through the dip, and it's easy to start to get low and allow guys to drop their heads. And we stuck to our process. We kept working through it. We tried to improve where we felt we needed to improve. We got better on the ball again. We took back the ball. We've been quite dominant with it the last few matches. And then it's just the final third, which was there tonight.
And recently you guys surpassed 2021 minutes. Obviously York is a team that hasn't done that, and you were able to play veteran guys, experienced guys throughout today, whereas York maybe wasn't able to do that. How important is it that you can have the freedom to play all those veteran, experienced players late in the season?
Yeah, I think we know the rule. It's something we need to manage throughout the season, and most importantly for us at Pacific has always been a clear plan for those young players not to just get minutes. But Emil Gazdov has been our number one goalkeeper. I mean, we gave him that role. Him and Kieran have been fighting all season long, and that's how players develop. That's how players grow. Paul Amadume came in and we really challenged him. He wanted more time. We challenged him in training. He pushed in training, and then you see the way he's finishing the season with putting in big minutes, not just to make sure that we get the under 21 minutes, but to develop as a player. So I think that's why the rule is there. And we've done a great job of using it with not so many options this season. But our young players have done very, very well.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
James, where would you rank that performance compared to some of your performances this year?
I think a lot of matches we've been good on the ball, but not there defensively. We've been sound defensively, but not taking care of the ball. Or we've been dominant in possession, but not clinical in the final third. And I think today, we speak all the time about being a dynamic attacking team and trying to be the most dynamic team. And when it comes together and we're there in all the moments, I think tonight showed that. So it's one of our top performances of the season. Comes at an important time for confidence and for us to build from, to take forward.
I want to ask you about Sean Young, who had a terrific game in midfield. What did you think of this performance?
I think this is part of development. He's still a young player. He just turned 22 years old. The way he came into the season, the way he started the season, he was starting to kind of live his potential. And then there's a moment in the season where he dipped and he's challenged and the confidence and, you know, some of the conversations as well. So I think it's part of an important process for him to develop to become the player that he's going to be and that he can be. And tonight, I mean, I thought he was very good in the Ottawa match. And then tonight he's excellent in terms of he helped us get a result as well and win the game. And he's showing his potential. He's showing his quality. He's an excellent player.
Any questions in the room?
I don't know. Do you get a sense that the players that are from Ontario get a special boost by coming here and playing? I can count, like, from League Ontario, you know, four guys that I've followed. They say, my family be up there. I want to perform. Or even today, it's my birthday. I want to do really well.
Yeah, Manu, Aparicio, Stephanie Yates, Adonijah, Kunle. I mean, this is home for them. It gives them a boost. It also gives them a challenge because they want to do well for their family. And all of them did. All of them did. So happy for them to have that moment. And Manu on his birthday. It's not a better way to spend your birthday, I don't think. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Keep going, man.
Thank you. It's good.
Thank you.
It's
good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.